With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
This Lent, we follow Jesus as he faces evil in the hours before his death. What is evil? Who is doing evil against Jesus during Passion Week? What are ways in which we are complicit in evil? Do we take evil seriously? As we experience evil in our own lives, discover how Jesus stands in the face of evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, who delivers us from all evil. Lord, you experienced evil by your death on the cross. Death is the great foe we all face. Yet you overcame the power of death by your resurrection. So fill us with this power that even now our lives may be filled with genuine hope. Hold us now and until our life's end. We cling to you, our crucified and risen Savior, Jesus. Amen. Almighty God, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Samuel Crossman, a Puritan minister, wrote My Song is Love Unknown in 1664, 2 years after being ejected from the Church of England, opposing the Act of Uniformity, which required Anglican ministers to adhere to the Book of Common Prayer. He later rejoined the Church of England, and his poem became an Anglican hymn. My song is love unknown, my Savior's love to me. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? He came from the blessed throne, salvation to bestow, but men made strange and none the longed for Christ would know. But oh, my friend indeed, who at my need his life did spend. Here might I stay and sing, no story so divine. Never was love, dear King, and never grief was thine. This is my friend in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend.
Lord Jesus, today I pray for the church. Lord, this church is not a place, it's a people, living and active. You are the head, and we are living parts of your body. So today, Lord, I pray for your church. Lord, I pray for my local congregation, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, I pray for Christians across my community and city. Lord, I pray for my denomination, my church body. Lord, I pray repentance where we have, as your people, have failed or been in error. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, I pray for the mission that you have given to us, your people, that all nations would know you. Help us to be faithful to that mission. Lord, I pray for your church where she is persecuted for your name. Lord, I pray for church plants and mission frontiers where the church is on the edge, pushing into new territory. Lord, I pray for workers in the harvest, for pastors, teachers, evangelists, servants. Lord, I pray for the everyday, ordinary Christian, for those to serve and witness as the priesthood of all believers, every part of the body valuable to you. Lord, especially I pray for the small and the overlooked, the undervalued parts of the body of Christ. Lord Jesus, hold us all together. You are the head. Show us your way. Be our truth and give us life. In Jesus' name, amen.